huge station and hotel. In the penthouse.
I see.
He put down his pen, and she caught him staring at her shoes. Footwear showed your income bracket more than any other item of clothing. He was rapidly reassessing the dark, nondescript clothes she wore.
Well, you're in excellent hands. We'll see you through the process, make no mistake.
He leaned back, giving her his full attention for the first time.
Tell me about your husband. What does he do?
He runs a shipping company. His grandfather started the business, his late father expanded it, and now it's his. And before you think we're like a Nassis, he's got money troubles. He had businesses in Greece that have been decimated by the recession.
And a mistress?
She's his PA. Kelly picked a piece of lint off her black skirt. I guess you've seen it all before. The lawyer puffed up his cheeks for a second.
Doesn't mean it hurts any less for you.
It hurts. But then it always does when your dreams die, doesn't it? I only care about one thing. Custody of the children. That's more important than the money. He looked at her searchingly.
It's unusual for a woman to think that the best she can do is get away with custody of her children. From where I sit, half of everything up there in that penthouse, half of every trust fund, half of every car in that underground garage is yours. It's my job to get you your fair share.
She shifted uncomfortably on her chair. She had always been attracted to strong men, big personalities, but for every positive, a negative came trailing in its wake. Strong men like her husband didn't like to lose. Christos will see this as a battle with one winner, and he fully expects to come out on top.
Who is your husband appointed?
I haven't told him I want to leave yet. He looked surprised.
The first thing you must do is talk to your husband. Tell him your decision.
She gave a nervous laugh. I'm scared. He smiled again. A kinder, more confident face appeared. He leaned across the desk towards her.
That's what the law is for. To achieve what you can't on your own, Mrs. Malamatos.
I'd prefer it if you called me Kelly.
Remember, Kelly, you're a wife. You have rights. And one of those is the right to leave.
He was allowing himself to become expansive.
After the love has gone, we appear.
She turned away, anxiety chewing at her guts. She was in here, not a high-end Chancery Lane lawyer's office with fresh flowers and a college-educated secretary, because this was nearest to the flat. Christos sometimes asked her to account for every moment of every day. His manipulation and control, masquerading as concern, had become more extreme as the years had come and gone.
Millions have gone through it, just like you're doing. Once you emerge out the other side, it'll be a new start, a new you.
Now he was resorting to platitudes, and it annoyed her. She needed him to know that deep within her was a pounding fear of even being in this office. How long have you done this job?
I've been a lawyer for 23 years for my sins, been here in this building for 17.
I bet you've seen it all. Every lying sucker, every cheating husband. He finished the sentence for her.
Spoilt wives, manipulative mistresses, violent kids. Nothing can surprise me.
You're very certain of yourself.
Believe me, in this business you get to see how dark human nature is. How extreme some people's suffering.
She gave a small nod. I know all about that. The buzzer went on his desk and he pressed the button without taking his eyes off her.
Not now, Bethany.
He grinned at her.
Here's what you do. Tell him your decision. Try not to get involved in an argument or recriminations. Try to keep it calm and rational. Then come back and see me and we'll get the ball rolling.
Tell me, are you married?
I'm divorced. Twice.
He looked a little ashamed, and she warmed to him immediately.
Dreamers and optimists tend to be.
He threw his hands up.